What's up, everybody? Are you tuning in to the Challenge USA on CBS? Well, tune in to me, Tyson Apostle, as I break down each and every episode with my co-host, Amelia Wedemeyer. I'm also a contestant on the show, which gives you all the insider scoop. Amelia, how stoked are you to do this?
Tyson, I'm freaking excited. I cannot wait to sit my butt down every single week to watch the show, then come here and recap it with you on the Ringer Reality TV podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from sports exploration and green energy to delivering pizza and podcasts. Whether you're a team of 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to help keep you connected and moving together as one.
This episode is brought to you by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff, with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Welcome to a very special Ringer Dish. I'm Juliette Littman. I am here with Jody Walker. Jody, we are here to discuss the one, the only, Mrs. Jennifer Lynn Affleck. J-Lo and Ben Affleck, they got married, people, in Las Vegas. It happened over the weekend. We needed some time to collect our thoughts and feelings and get additional information. We're going to talk through it all. Jody, what was your first reaction to hearing that these two finally did it?
Love is real, Juliet. I cannot help but feel that romance exists, that this is the couple of our time. And I have been like embarrassingly moved by the Jennifer Lopez, Ben Affleck recoupling after 20 years, like 20 years after they were first, you know, engaged and together. They have refound each other and gotten married. And I am an original OG subscriber to the J-Lo newsletter. And so I would like to state for the record that I got my information straight from the source and maybe even got a little misty-eyed. I don't want to talk about it except for the next 30 minutes where we will talk about it.
Let's just quote J-Lo. Let's just quote Jennifer Lynn Affleck. We did it. Love is beautiful. Love is kind. And it turns out love is patient. 20 years patient. Exactly what we wanted. Last night we flew to Vegas, stood in line for a license with four other couples, all making the same journey to the wedding capital of the world. Jody, is Las Vegas really the wedding capital of the world? What do you think?
I think so. I think her copywriter got it right on that one. Like, what else would, if there were to be a wedding capital of the world, what else would it be?
I don't know. That's a good.
I mean, I think if you're being a little less generous, then you would say it's the quickie wedding capital of the world. You know, it's maybe not, but it is certainly the first place I think of if you were just like, name a city that has to do with weddings.
Okay.
What are some other options?
I feel like you would have.
Oh, okay.
From the 50s, based on Dirty Dancing, when they talk about getting married in Niagara Falls. I don't think there are other, you know, there's like Instagram wedding destinations, you know, that are wedding capitals. But like, you know, Tulum has been heavily colonized by the wedding industry, and Hawaii's another big one. But those are certainly much more expensive than a quickie wedding in Las Vegas. And I don't know.
And J-Lo and Ben are pinching pennies right now, so...
Well,
that Las Vegas was.
Don't you worry. I want to talk about the finances. We'll come back to that.
Oh, great.
That was actually my first thought. I will just say my first thought was I hope she has a good prenup. She's definitely,
you know that she does.
I'm just worried that she doesn't based on all of this, because she's so like deeply, you know, saying this is her forever love. And, you know, she didn't actually get married to A-Rod. They were together for a long time. And then, as we discussed, yeah, you know, very surgically cut out of halftime, her hagiography on Netflix. And like, they could have gotten married and they just didn't. And I'm just concerned that, you know, this rekindled whirlwind romance, they didn't take the proper precautions. But well,
I trust J-Lo as a businesswoman, okay, personally. But I mean, I think the fear there would be like, well, he's so rich, why bother?
Right. But she's definitely much richer than her.
Yes, definitely.
Sorry, she's much richer than him.
She is much richer than him.
Yes.
And I think she did. I think she did.
Okay.
I would love to know more about the timing of this. Like, why now? Why right now?
But, okay. So, yes, let's get back to the Vegas of it all. So, do you think it is, like, what is your reaction to them getting married in Vegas? These two people in particular?
I would say I was a little surprised by that. Like, I don't get it. I
super don't get it. I understand. I understand people are like, oh, it's so cute. Or it's like, since she tried to make it seem like they're so regular waiting in line with other people. But I have a lot of reasons why I don't get it. Why don't you get it?
I personally don't relate to the idea of like, I need to be married right now, tomorrow. The only time I ever understand that is if it's for some sort of legal reason. Like, right, you need to get health insurance or something is happening
deported
with children.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to get deported. Like those kinds of things make sense to me. It does like, not make sense to me for two super millionaires, right, to need to get married right now, unless this date is meaningful to them in some way.
Right.
Which my research did not yield.
Same. I would say another reason to get married is like there's a looming trial and you want immunity so you don't have to testify against your spouse. That's could be
a great reason. Great reason to fly to Las Vegas and stand in line and get married. But I can't really understand this. Okay, here's a level I do understand it on. Okay. Is like Jennifer Lopez is a romantic. Jennifer Lopez is a businesswoman. She's a singer. She's a dancer. She's an actress. She's all these things. Go ahead.
She has businesses in Vegas, or at least she did. She and A-Rod used to co-own some gyms together. I don't know. I don't know who's divested, but she has ties to the city.
So maybe she got a trip to the gym in. Who could say? But before all of those things, or the umbrella that looms over all of those things, is that Jennifer Lopez is a show woman. Like, mm-hmm, she is going to put on a show. And I could just see this being part of her narrative. It's just something she's always wanted to do, is get married in Vegas. And like, I think Jennifer Lopez has a lot of little bullet points like that, like a lot of little things that she's always wanted to do. I think she really is like a true romantic. And so that's the only level I get it on, is that like they just wanted to, and she wanted to be able to put out this newsletter, and she wanted the pictures in the Cadillac, and like it seemed fun to her. And probably my favorite part of this relationship is just that Ben Affleck is along for the ride.
Well, also some other ties she has to Vegas. She did a long residency there. But I will say, right, like the residency was during the peak of her relationship with A-Rod. Like when she closed the residency, like I remember him posting so many photos to his Instagram and sort of like being there for the last show and stuff. And I feel like I've brought up A-Rod an unfair number of times so far, but I think it just speaks to how
they were together.
Yeah. So one thing that I saw on social media, thanks to comments by Bravo, Cameron Eubanks from Southern Charm commented on, I think, J-Lo's Instagram, "You forgot to thank Craig," because the reason that J-Lo and A-Rod finally broke up allegedly is after Craig at the Southern Charm reunion outed the relationship or alleged relationship or flirtation or you know, DMing between A-Rod and Madison from Southern Charm. So I thought that was hilarious. But again, it speaks to the fact that
that is funny. That's also smart of her to say it that way, because like my first thought was Madison, and like, wow. If not for Madison from Southern Charm, this may have, the coupling of the maybe century may have never happened. But to frame it around Craig is kind of a less nasty way to do it.
Yes, agreed. So, but to your point, it's not that long ago. 2 years ago, J-Lo and A-Rod were still together. I mean, Ben and J-Lo rekindled in April of 2021. So, you know, that is like really not very long ago. I was on vacation, I believe, when that happened. But anyway, another reason I super don't get Vegas is A, I think it's tacky and J-Lo is not tacky. And like for some people, tacky is funny, I guess. And like campy is cute and it makes sense. But that's just so not her vibe. Like I'm not saying that she's always like, you know, a Chanel number five gal. I'm not saying she's not that either. But it's just I don't think of her as like a Vegas wedding person. But the other thing I really don't get, it's like the city of sin for, or Sin City for a reason because of the gambling and the drinking. Those are two of Ben Affleck's most major vices. And so I'm like, did he play cards while they were there? Like, did like, what else happened? And so I just think that if I were in this relationship, I'd be really aware of that. And I'd be like, no, thanks. I'm going to Vegas together.
I think I just very much took it as they went there to get married and not like they went there for a vacation and happened to get married while they're there. Like, I don't think that they were going through the casinos too much, but maybe it was like a like, look at us not gambling in Vegas. But I think the spin that it's like the wedding capital of the world would definitely speak to like, that's how she sees it. I mean, I think J-Lo sees Vegas as like a place of work. Like, that's where she goes to work.
That's a great point. That's a really good point. So here are some of the other facts that we know, moving on from the Vegas of it all. J-Lo wore two dresses. She wore one dress that's like a really nice patterned, looks like a very sturdy cloth. It's an Alexander Wang dress that she said was from an old movie. And then she wore another dress that was by, I don't know how to say his name properly, but Suher Muhammad, I believe. And my first question for you, Jody, is why did J-Lo have two dresses and when did she change?
Maybe it is not very insightful for me to just keep being like, well, it's J-Lo. Like, that is how I feel about it, is like, because she wanted to wear two dresses. Okay, I think that it's
but
like,
when did she wear each one? Because in like the official announcement, she's wearing the bridal 2023 Zuhair Muhammad dress.
I believe I read that she wore the, was it an Alexander Wang dress or an Alexander McQueen? I think it was
McQueen
dress.
My bad. You're right. McQueen.
Both solid options for wedding dresses. I think, like, I guess that one had some sort of emotional tie for her. She said it was from an old movie. She'd had it for years. She wanted to wear it. And she wore it, like, to the chapel, I think. And then they changed at the chapel. Or maybe they changed. I mean, they definitely both changed at the chapel. But I don't know if they changed before the ceremony or after the ceremony. But I think the bottom line is that that Alexander McQueen dress is like not very J-Lo. Mm-hmm. It's like a crew neck sleeveless dress. It's
something
very lovely.
I would happily wear it. Yeah.
I would not. Like I would never put myself in. Well, I don't. It is just so sweet. It's really pretty, but it's not like what she'd want to have her wedding photos in, I think. Well, she'd want some wedding photos in it and some wedding photos in the off the shoulders. So I think it was just like an image thing. It's like she wanted to do this for the emotion of it, but she didn't want all the pictures in that dress.
I was really confused because a lot has been made of the dress. So far, it has not been revealed from what movie this dress comes. And it's not even clear it's one of her movies. I think, like, you know, there was the immediate, is it from Made in Manhattan? Is it from Marry Me? Is it from The Wedding Planner? So far, no.
Yeah,
info.
I told you all of a sudden I was like, wait, is this from The Wedding Planner? Because she wears a very like conservative dress in that when she goes to courthouse as
if
well.
If I recall correctly, that was a boat neck dress.
It is a boat neck. You are exactly right.
Do I have The Wedding Planner memorized frame for frame? Yes, I do, Jody. It's one of
my
favorite films.
Did I fight hard
films.
For The Wedding Planner during rom-com week? Yes, I did. It is also one of my favorite films. Like I wore the VHS of The Wedding Planner out.
But definitely my preferred Matthew McConaughey. Like,
absolutely.
It's just
a tiny little spectacle.
Oh my God.
Throwing out the M&Ms.
Yeah.
That's the best McConaughey.
I completely agree.
But this movie, yeah, she says it's from an old movie. And I think like the use of Anne is very vague. Like, it couldn't be that old of a movie
because
it's an Alexander McQueen dress.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. I don't know.
Me neither. We still don't know. next question I have for you. Initial reports said that, or she wrote, let's go back to the source text.
Beyond the JLo newsletter, please put some respect on that name.
She says, she continues, I'm skipping over a bunch, you know.
It's long. It's a lengthy little note she wrote to us.
Yeah, I'll just read some highlights. In the end, it was the best possible wedding we could have imagined. One we dreamed of long ago and one we made real in the eyes of the state, Las Vegas, a pink convertible, and one another at very, very long last. So, you know, maybe this was a dream from when they were young and that's like why they ended up doing it. Who knows? 20 years is a long time. Meanwhile, she adds, we are so grateful to have that in abundance, that being love. A new wonderful family of five amazing children in a life that we never had more reason to look forward to. Stick around long enough and maybe you'll find the best moment of your life in a drive-thru in Las Vegas at 12:30 in the morning in the Tunnel of Love drive-thru. Could have used an edit there and two drive-thrus. So she mentions the five children. J-Lo has two. Ben Affleck has three. Of these five, two were in attendance for the wedding. The two were Ben's daughter, Serafina, and J-Lo's child, Emmy. I read in page six that Violet...
Oh, I did not realize that. I just assumed both of her twins were there.
No.
So what? Okay.
So
interesting.
I continue to have questions about Max Anthony, her J-Lo's son, who does not appear in halftime and does not appear in the halftime show and did not appear at the wedding.
He does appear in halftime, but he does not speak in halftime.
Like, he's barely in it, but sure. Whatever. I'm not trying to pick on him or even suggest anything. I just think it's really interesting that Max is not a part of J-Lo's public life, whereas Emmy sang at the halftime show. J-Lo and Emmy recently performed together. And Emmy's at the wedding. Like they are a part of J-Lo's public life and Max isn't. So it's just really interesting to me. I also like kind of respect
I think it's like Emmy is the exclusion, not the rule. Yeah. You know, they're like a star. Like, that was like my main takeaway from the halftime is just how comfortable they are with public life is so unusual that it really just made me think about like Emmy's side of it more and how unusual I think that is to be so comfortable with that level of notoriety and publicity so early. But that is so interesting that one of each. So I love the modern day Brady Bunch angle of this coupling. And I have thought a lot about, because in general, I think we see pictures of Ben Affleck with J-Lo's children much more than we see J-Lo with Ben Affleck's children. Part of that is because of the On the J-Lo newsletter, which really crafts the narrative of this story. And I'm sure that she is more comfortable sharing photos of her own children than of Ben Affleck's children. And that might be like an agreement. I've also thought a lot about Jennifer Garner in
Yes, that's where I want to go next, Jennifer Garner. So Serafina and Emmy were at the wedding. I don't know why Samuel wasn't there. I don't know why Max wasn't there. I also read in page six, so I just want to say that's my source. I don't know if this is true, but page six alleged they wrote, so I assume they have some information because otherwise they probably would be sued over this, that Violet didn't go because Violet is fiercely loyal to her mom, Jennifer Garner. And so I thought that was pretty interesting. I love J-Lo. I'm really happy for J-Lo and Ben Affleck, even if I think the Vegas thing is weird. I cannot imagine living through this as one of their children, regardless of how much you support them. And I feel so deeply for Jennifer Garner because I just think that like the emphasis on like this is 20 years in the making and like, oh, it finally happened is such a horrible cloud over everything that's happened in the intervening 20 years. And I just happen to particularly like Jennifer Garner. So like, do I also feel bad for A-Rod and Mark Anthony? Like less so because I just don't care about them. And obviously they purport themselves differently in public. But like, I just think this must be so difficult to navigate and just must be so emotionally complicated, even if like everyone's on great terms and like everyone's okay with it. And so then when I read that in page six, I was like, that's pretty interesting. And honestly, that sounds very real because it must be so hard.
And to be like an eldest daughter and old enough to sort of like understand the complexity of emotion that would go into all of this. I think you like want to hope that everyone is on great terms and that this is going to be a positive thing for everyone. But even when things are positive, like when you're a kid or when you're a teenager, dealing with the emotions of that is so difficult to navigate. And like, life is long, and hopefully this marriage will be, and who knows how things will go. But I think the Jennifer Garner thing is like, there are two sides to it. One side is that this must be so emotionally difficult. The narrative around like, like this is 20 years in the making, like how amazing we always come back to each other. It's like, oh, well, those 20 years in between, like we were straight up married and we made a family. And it does sort of disregard that. The other side is that like public image wise, I think Jennifer Garner comes out on top of this, on top of everyone. I think that like the love for her is immense, and she has come away from that marriage, from the very gracious way that she has treated Ben Affleck, from the way that she's protected her children, just looking like a really incredible person. And yeah, also, I think she's like the brightest spot on Ben Affleck. She's like the thing that makes me trust Ben Affleck is that like that she ever married him.
Right.
I'm like, well, there must be something extremely redeeming about him.
I do love him. I just will say like the
I do too. I'm like a huge fan.
Me too.
He dates incredible women.
I date incredible women. And I also think he seems smart. I also think he reads.
Yeah.
He's
bilingual.
I mean, he seems like pretty socially conscious. I think people like often say he doesn't get enough credit for like being like a smart guy. Which
I think he gets plenty of credit. I think he's okay. Like, I think if he doesn't, that's on him. Like, he keeps part of himself back publicly in a way that Jennifer Lopez absolutely does not. I think that's a wise choice, but I also think that, like, if he wanted to curate his image, he could.
Yeah.
And it's kind of fun feeling like you understand some deeper level of Ben Affleck. Which, you certainly don't.
So the image curation, it's really interesting. Like, as you were talking about what Jennifer Garner has done, so much of this is through saying nothing. Like, Jennifer Garner's Instagram is goofy and silly and, like, her doing, like, silly stuff at home, like, wearing a band member outfit and, like, playing, like, a horn in her backyard or cooking. It's, like, really goofy stuff.
She's such a goofball, yeah.
It's super mom content. And I love it. Meanwhile, J-Lo is like, you know, an ultra curator. She on the J-Lo newsletter, obviously, is where she breaks her news. We just, you know, we keep coming back to halftime. Like, they really approach things so, so differently. And I wonder if that also just kind of like makes some of this easier, too. Like, they're just really different women, even if I mean, I just think this whole thing has to be hard. But I thought, you know, I always just wonder, like, who are Page Six's sources and like, who are they serving with this stuff? Because they definitely are not serving J-Lo, that's for sure. Because then another article they had came out that said that J-Lo, they rushed to do it to avoid cold feet from Ben Affleck. And it's just like,
okay.
It's just like, fuck that. Like, I cannot imagine that's true. Maybe they do have someone who said that on the record or like said that to them. But like, I just don't believe that.
Also, anyone Ben could Affleck say that. But like, when they were engaged the first time, they were 30 years old. They are 50 years old now. Like, I just don't think that cold feet is like even a thing. I think also, if you're getting married at 50, you want to get married.
Yes. Which I honestly don't understand. Like, I really don't. I'm just like, why do they have to be married? But what do I know? You know, I don't know love like J-Lo and Ben Affleck do.
No one knows love like J-Lo.
Anyway, I both credited and discredited Page Six in the last 10 minutes, but I just think it's important to think about like this, where's the information coming from? And how are we learning more about it? Because, you know, she initially fully controlled the narrative by announcing this on her own and, you know, relying on the handy newsletter, the breaking news source for all things Ben and Jen from the horse's mouth. But then as it gets, you know, as more information comes out and people know to start digging, it just becomes, you know, more sinister and there's more complications. So it's kind of interesting to me watching that unfold.
Yeah, you said that like Jennifer Garner and Jennifer Lopez are such different people and like their personas on social media and public personas are so different. But like what they have in common, I think, is that they give us like such a flood of content. They're like, I'm going to show you so much of myself that ideally this is what you focus on and you don't sort of like focus on these other stories or these other articles that might try to give you like a different image of what's happening here.
Right. And I don't know. It's just been interesting to see this unfold and like kind of how in general people seem to be supportive, but I also think in some ways like it was like a big deal, but this, they just have been so public now for the last year and a half. That's just like, okay, so they did it. Good for them.
Yeah. I wasn't really like, when I heard it, I was like, kind of like, wait, were they not already married? Like, it's just like, there's some, it's all happened so fast. It's like, there's been some new piece of like huge Jennifer Lopez, Ben Affleck information all along. You know, it was like a huge deal when they got engaged. There was a newsletter about it. It was a huge deal when they were at the Super Bowl. Like it's been all of these things that in some ways this wasn't very remarkable to me.
Yeah.
But now I wonder if this is kind of like, okay, we're married. Like it can die down now. This has reached like its final form. And the only big next news would be if like they had a child together or they got divorced.
Right. I think, well, they're apparently going to have another big party in LA. I read that this morning as well.
Oh, I heard they were going to have a wedding at his like estate in Georgia.
Oh, okay. So they're having a wedding. He has an estate in Georgia?
Yes. It's very, it's a little like sus. He's been trying to sell it since 2018. It is not a plantation, but he's had it since like 2003, I think. It was built in the imitation of a plantation. Oh, God. Home. And so like, you know, not great optics, even if it is like not actually a plantation. I believe TMZ reported that the newly married couple is planning another celebration in Georgia.
Oh,
so
okay.
Maybe they're going to take this thing all over.
Honestly,
the United States.
That's a great way to increase the value of the house because it'll be in so many pictures. They can definitely get it in like Vogue or whatever. And then he'll probably be able to sell it if he hasn't been able to so far. So
see, Ben Affleck's smart. He's smart.
Maybe it was her idea. We don't know.
I know. She's incredibly shrewd.
I mean, you know, we can't be sure that was his idea. But in any case, another just note from Jennifer Lopez's social media. She also referred to herself as Sadie. As in funny girl, like she's like, yeah. Sadie, married lady. I just thought it was really funny timing for that, given all the funny girl drama.
It was like the nexus of all my worlds coming together. She posted a story of like her in the bed. I think it was either the day she announced it or the day after she announced it. And it was, you know, up at the top, it was Sadie, married lady playing. And I just wondered if she had... She's such a big part of our pop culture world. I'm like, does Jennifer Lopez pay attention to Broadway Twitter? I don't know, but funny
girl.
I bet
she does.
Probably so. And, you know, she does have these things that, like, we continue to find out about that are so meaningful to her,
yeah.
You know? And, like, funny girl could very well be one of those things. Would love to see her in that cast. Would love another shakeup. And if you're looking for more information about the Funny Girl drama, feel free to listen to Kate Hallowell and I discuss it right here on the Ringer Dish feed.
That's excellent. J-Lo went right back to work the next day. On Monday, after this announcement came out, she was seen going to a dance studio to rehearse. We fucking love it. I just love to see her sticking to her routine. You know, even when I want to criticize J-Lo, or not criticize, but I can't say she's perfect in every way, I just have to commend the way that she carries herself. It's awesome. Love it. She keeps it going. Sticks to her routine.
Her work ethic is unreal.
It's like, unparalleled.
And it's interesting to think about that she is sort of a serial relationship person. Like, there is very constantly a man in her life, and I just have to wonder like what part they play and how they fit into it, because she's so busy.
Yeah,
when is she seeing Ben Affleck? I don't know, but maybe that's part of it, is like, you know, he's got a full life too, and they're not looking to like complete each other. They just enjoy each other and apparently want to do that for the rest of their lives.
I think it's also interesting. This must mean she's really committing to L.A. because he's committed to L.A. while his children are still in school there.
He just bought like a $60 million house there.
Yeah. They bought together, right? So.
Did they buy it together?
I believe so. Yeah.
Wow.
But with A-Rod, they were based in Miami, and then they also had an apartment in New York. But they do seem like they're really based in LA now. So I guess that's good. I just it's just interesting to see like where their compromises are and or what they've agreed on together, and LA being one of them.
It's so hard to think about them as real people.
I know.
Who like make compromises and like think about where they're going to live. I just kind of imagine them living in this like famous person world that doesn't even like tether itself to the earth.
I know.
But they have to decide like, are we going to be in LA? Our kids are in LA. And
yeah, like where are they going to go to school and all of that? So I don't know. It's super intense. What do you think after the wedding in Georgia and then the ultimate sale of the house in Georgia, what do you think is the next chapter for them? I think they have to just...
Do you think that they'll have a kid?
I don't. I just don't.
Okay.
But I think that she'll star in a movie that he directs.
Wow.
I do.
Maybe so. Maybe she's the muse.
Listen, my favorite role of J-Lo after being entertainment mogul is being an actress. Like, I think she's a really good actress, and I want more of that. So... I would love that.
It's hard for me to imagine what their next chapter is. It's like, I think a lot or have thought about a lot when, you know, halftime was going on. I was writing about it. We were podcasting about it. I thought a lot about like what her next moves are. And I personally hope that they are more acting. Like, you know, she was so great in Hustlers and ultimately did not get the award recognition that is clearly on this list of bullet points of J-Lo's that we've been discussing. And so like, I'd like to see her chasing that Oscar. And honestly, personally, I would want that untethered from Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
I don't want her next, like, big thing to be like she got it because he's directing it. But I could see that happening. And it's not that that would be the reason. It's just that there's, like, no avoiding that narrative.
Yeah. I understand. But I'm just like, I don't know. Is Jennifer Lynn Affleck okay with that? Like, are they just pursuing a lifetime of partnership, both creatively and emotionally? Like, maybe. The Jennifer Lynn Affleck piece is pretty big.
It is. I mean, does Ben Affleck only marry women named Jennifer? Yes. Do they change their names to Jennifer Affleck? Yes. Yeah, I thought that was a bold move to sign that newsletter, Jennifer Lynn Affleck.
Especially because J-Lo is an iconic moniker. Like, we're not giving up J-Lo, are we?
Of course not. And obviously she's not going to give up Jennifer Lopez or J-Lo professionally, but she is sort of a collector of monikers. So like, I could see this having some symbolic meaning to her that like the next name chapter of her life is Jennifer Lynn Affleck.
I hope they make it. It's just all I can say. I really hope so.
I hope so, too. I believe in it. It happened kind of fast, you know, like just barely over a year since the recoupling. But I'm really hopeful that they've, you know, they've had the discussions. They've made the real estate decisions. They've decided where they're going to live. They're going to have upwards of 6 wedding celebrations in different cities all over the United States. I'm feeling hopeful.
Jody, that's a beautiful note to end on. I've been far more cynical, but I hope you're right. I hope this is it. I hope this is their forever love. And I hope
I'm not
really
a romantic,
prenup.
But I am a romantic for Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck. And Juliet is a hustler for prenups. So we'd like to see the proof.
One last note. Jody, you said something really funny yesterday when we were discussing internally. You said you support back tattoo removal. Does Ben get the tattoo removed? Is it even possible?
He has to.
It's so big. It's so much pain.
It's a lot of pain, but I think that he should do it for his bride, Jennifer Lopez, who there's no way.
Jennifer Affleck.
Excuse me. Jennifer Affleck, nay Lopez. There's no way that J-Lo, that tattoo was gotten during his single years. Like, I don't think any wife would love that tattoo, but Jennifer Lopez especially is a curator of image, and there is no curating that image.
The phoenix must die.
Oh no.
Thank you to Kaya McMullen for producing this episode. Thank you, Jody. And of course, thank you to Jen and Ben. We wish you the best. We look forward to the pictures from the next wedding and more Ringer Dish coming at you later this week. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Lincoln and the all-new 2024 Nautilus Hybrid, featuring a customizable 48-inch panoramic display, available Revel audio system, and available perfect position front seats with active motion massage. Oh my God, the world isn't wide enough. Visit Lincoln.com to learn more. Some models, trims, and features may not be available or may be subject to change. Check with your local retailer for current information. Lincoln and Nautilus are trademarks of Ford or its affiliates.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.